You're listening to Counterculture on RCR.
Reality Check Radio.
Welcome to Kiwi Farm. Established 1840. Neville, Kiwi Farm's long enduring pack horse, was setting out chairs in his small tack room where he conducted most of his work. Neville liked this room. It was small and cosy, set away from the farmyard, tucked back behind the barn, away from all the usual hullabaloo that accompanied the farmyard's inhabitants. Neville had retired from field work many, many years ago. He was a horse in his senior years and had been on the farm almost as long as Winnie Ben. Now, Neville's days consisted of counselling the farm animals of the issues and the maladies that worried their minds day to day. Rewarding work mostly, but some days were better than others. Today was not going to be one of those days. Today, Neville had pussy trouble. It was then that Neville heard a plaintive mewling from the door of the tack room, and in sashayed Glory, the Persian cat. Oversized brown eyes on a purebred face, immaculately groomed and sporting a checked tea towel, which has become quite the fashion statement for many of the farm's disaffected youth.
Ah, there you are, Glory. Right on time. Take a seat.
Glory slowly entered the room, gliding past and rubbing against all the tack and equipment on the walls, no doubt thinking about what she could possibly acquire on her way out when Neville wasn't looking. You see, Glory was a convicted cat burglar, and this is what's brought her to Neville this very morning.
So, Glory, what can I help you with this morning?
It appeared Glory had quite the dilemma on her hands. She had been offered a lucrative position on another farm. However, her recent conviction for her kleptomaniac propensity had left her a little stuck. She had petitioned the justice shed for a rethink, and now she had to wait to hear her fate. Again.
It would have been different if Napoleon was still here,
purred Glory.
She understood the pressures that we were all under and would have made sure that this was handled with a soft paw.
Well, I'm afraid, as you well know, Glory, Napoleon is not here. And in that, this is perhaps your lesson, not to take for granted all the privileges Napoleon bestowed and take responsibility for your own actions.
Glory looked at Neville through narrowed eyes. She looked a paw with just a hint of a perfectly manicured claw showing, and continued with the outpouring of blatant unfairness of her treatment and how it was her birthright to have all she wanted and desired. It was somewhere around that explanation of cultural significance of tea towels that Neville tuned out. It nodded sagely along in the pantomime of kindness and understanding. Glory seemed conditioned and comforted by this response.
Glory,
Neville interrupted,
look at the time, and time is what you need to play out right now. What will be, will be.
Glory jumped off the chair and sidled out of the tack room, and as Neville looked up to see her voluminous tail exit the door, he glimpsed the tip of a riding crop in her fur and the empty space on the wall where it once had been. And he sighed. Neville had no time to reflect, however. It was then Kitty Kate, a once very dull domestic moggy who had grown in her own estimations to an elevated status. She entered the room with a clipped pace and positioned herself on the chair, without invitation, and a haughty and expectant look at Neville. And before Neville could even utter a word, Kate started yowling.
"It's over, Neville. It's all over. This wouldn't have happened if Napoleon was still here. And you know, Neville, I really do need to talk about..."
And with that, Neville knew his day was going to be a long one indeed. Tune in next week to Kiwi Farm for the latest developments, exclusively here with Counterculture on Reality Check Radio.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.